This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Special occasion.
No worries, mate. No worries.
Just wanted to get your thoughts on Tom Nozzer, really.
Oh, little Noz.
Yeah, the Nozster.
He's all right.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, he's fine.
He's okay.
Yeah.
Do you think he's funny?
It can be funny, like
boredom, like support act funny.
Yeah, you'd have him on the card, but not top of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has he ever made you like laugh out loud?
Once, probably.
Once, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's maybe twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
What? No?
Nah. I guess he's good looking.
He's not ugly.
True.
But I'd say he's...
He's just a guy.
Yeah, a guy who's alright.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Nozzer! Happy birthday, Nozzer! Nozzer's birthday! Happy birthday!
Oh, that's all you're getting. No more.
Stop it now, Will.
Okay.
Oh, the little pre-recording that we did yesterday.
Oh, you guys.
You guys, it's cute, but that's enough.
Thank you.
Birthday talk.
Right. Enough about that.
Enough about that. How was it anyway?
It was lovely, mate. Went to Centre Parks.
Oh,
there he is.
Oh, that was a got a bit of a celebratory track.
Yeah,
behind
went
it.
To Centre Parks, mate. It was lovely.
Yeah, what'd you go up to?
We had a nice little cabin just by the car park, so we could see all the cars.
Oh my
get
god.
Get the nice fumes from the cars. Ooh. Apart from that, actually, no, it was actually really nice.
Sea view. I mean, like car park sea. Let's
I could see at see it see at Ibiza.
Yeah.
Leon. And we just went on the rapids, beat the shit out of each other, played some mini golf, bowling, you know.
Well, was that on your birthday day?
No.
What'd you do on your birthday day?
I worked!
Good man. Will, you had a good week?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Nice to be here.
We should just address the listeners now. Welcome to the Jackmate Show, guys. We thought that was a little hard then, because it's been Noz's birthday. He's kept banging on about it, but it's all done now, dead in the water. So what we got coming up this week, Will? Have we got any guests on?
We've got guests. We've got Gabe coming on. He's your mate, Gabe Irwin, coming on later.
Yeah, comedian Gabe on YouTube.
Thanksgiving was yesterday, so...
Oh, yes, yeah,
so
we're doing a theme all about America this week. That's
United why... States of America.
Cheers, Tom, for that great input as usual. We've got Gabe coming on, who is American. We're going to be talking about American stuff. You know me, Will, I'm well cultured. I've been to America twice this year.
Wow.
Yeah, not just once, but twice. Have we got any plans for the weekend, lads?
Go on, Nozza.
I'm having a bit of a jollies up tonight and tomorrow with the guys.
When in ya?
Yeah.
Always drinking,
hey? Yeah, I am, mate. Always drinking. What are you? Are you doing anything fun?
I'm actually going to Winter Wonderland tomorrow.
Oh, that's a date location. Are you on a date?
No, I'm there with plenty of other people from home. It's our friend Louise's birthday. So, Louise, if you're listening, go fuck yourself.
I'm genuinely jealous. I really like.
I've never been.
It's pretty good.
I haven't been.
Oh, it's pretty good, boys.
Is it expensive?
It's free to get in, but all the stuff you want to go on is like, yeah. Just make sure you don't want to have fun when you're there. You'll be fine.
It's a bit like Centre Parks, isn't it? They get you in and then they fleece you.
Well, now you go on the rapids, but then, £10 for mini golf?
What, is it cheap to get to in Centre Parks, is it?
Nah, mate.
No?
Big bucks.
So it's nothing like Winter Wonderland?
No, not at all. Will's analogy, not mine.
Yeah, terrible analogy. What have we been up to this week? We know what Tom's been doing. What have you actually been doing, Will, apart from working here, mate? You said you went to a cocktail bar?
I went to a cocktail bar in a week. I actually met Led Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page.
Ooh.
I didn't. Someone had to tell me he was in there.
That's bigger than Suggs.
Yeah. Well, I still think Suggs is probably bigger, mate, to be honest. Suggs pretty big,
Suggs did impress me.
Yeah. Mm. Better than John, what's his name?
John Hamm.
From Mad Men. For anyone who's not familiar with the reference, what these guys are talking about right now, they went to a club, what was it, the Groucho Club in London?
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago, they saw a few celebrities there. They saw John Hamm from Mad Men and Suggs from...
Madness.
And they came in and they asked me, they've been arguing about which one's more famous or which one's more impressive to see. And I went with Suggs, but apparently that's the wrong answer.
So, this bed's playing in the background. What's it all in aid of? We had Thanksgiving, but the theme of the show today...
USA!
Woo!
Welcome to America!
Born in the USA!
I've got a little guest coming on, apart from Gabe, halfway through. Chad Johnson, and he's a very American guy, and he owns a saloon. And if you two are lucky, I might bring you down to the saloon.
I look forward to that,
mate. Wow.
Yeah, you remember when me and Tom used to just venture off to the food bar?
Yeah, where did you used to go?
After that grisly murder.
We haven't got to the bottom of that, did we?
But this week it's all about the saloon, and it's literally just called the saloon because couldn't think of a better name. So that's why. Don't say that.
Do we have a little question for the old?
We do have a question. If you're listening, which you are, because why do I say that every week?
If you're listening,
go to. Tweet in, what are you thankful for, to at Fubar Radio. We want to know what you're thankful for, because it's Thanksgiving. Are you thankful for your mum, your dad, your PlayStation, your frog? What are you thankful for?
Your dad station, your babe station?
I'm thankful for Bacne cream.
You should be, mate.
I'm thankful for E45.
Yeah, you are.
What about you?
I'm thankful for you guys.
What skin condition have you got?
Freckles on my shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like a speckled hen.
Hearing me. Tweet in at Fubar Radio and let us know what are you thankful for. Yeah, so I think it's about time for that first track, and every song this week is American themed, so we're gonna start off with who else? America, Razorlight. Thank you.
a drag it is, the shape I'm in. Well, I go out somewhere, then I come home again. A lot of cigarette, cause I can't get no sleep. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that means that much to me. All my life, I'm watching America. All my life, there's panic in America. Yesterday was easy, happiness came and went. I got the movie script, but I don't know what it meant. A lot of cigarette, cause I can't get no sleep. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that means that much to me. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that I can believe in. Watching America. All my life, there's panic in America. Oh, 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 oh. There's trouble in America. Oh, 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 oh. There's panic in America. Oh, 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 oh. Yesterday was easy as I got the news. Oh, when you get it straight, you stand up, you just can't lose. Give you my confidence, all my faith in life. Don't stand me up, don't let me down, no. I need you tonight to hold me. Say you'll be here. Hold me. Say you'll be.
Lovely. Bit of Razorlight with America. I feel good this week. I feel good.
Yeah, you look nice as well.
Thank you very much, man.
So do you, Tom.
Thanks, buddy. You look okay.
We should have all came in purposely not looking nice, and then we could have all looked a state. Like, yeah. America's state.
I like that. Yeah. I'd probably be Cali.
And I would definitely be Alaska.
Would you be Alaska or cold-hearted? What would you be?
No.
Ohio.
Texas, because you're racist.
Ohio!
Ohio!
Do we know any puns?
Yes.
Oh, can you get that girl's number? I don't know, but Alaska.
Alaska.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, you're not sure whether to ring her. She's like, caliphone her. Caliphone. That was dog shit. I'm sorry. We didn't ask you, Jack, because we're such a rude bloody bunch, like a rock band. Yeah. What did you do this week? You done anything fun?
You're like a page-free fruit, you two. You're a rude pair. Thank you very much.
I don't get it.
A rude pair.
Like a pear would have a...
Repatriate through.
So you've been up to quite a lot this week.
Yeah, I've been up to quite a few things, guys. I've been shooting movies, mate, essentially.
Whoa, hey, tell us about them. Is it a blockbuster hit?
Yeah, pretty much. Ooh. I don't know if it... Well, it is, surely.
Well, it's a Brit film, third in a series.
Have you heard of a little film called Shawshank Redemption? Have you heard of a film franchise, Kidulthood, Adulthood?
You got to go from Kidulthood to Adulthood.
I know.
Behave like an adult would.
That sounds menacing.
I'm in the third one.
Do you have a really big role? What do? Do you think?
Well, I had about 14 pages of script.
Fucking hell, mate.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I had 3 words.
Go on.
I was a waiter.
Were they good words? They must have been pretty good words.
I had to be a bit flirty. And I know. So, typecast. And well,
let's do the scene. So, all right, so
you're a woman.
Okay.
Yeah, you're sitting outside. Careful. You're sitting outside Westfield.
Okay.
And you're with a little kid. It's your kid.
Come here, you little shit.
And the kid goes, "Daddy!" and shouts out into the crowd.
I'm like, don't get his attention,
Daddy.
And then you turn round to try and find the kid.
Oh, where's he gone?
And then when you turn back, I'm there as a waiter. Oh, well, turn round.
Oh.
Anything else?
Well, I want my fucking kid back.
No.
Oh, sorry.
That weren't the line.
I'm like, no thanks.
I'll say anything else. Just the bill, please.
Just the bill, please.
Anything else?
Just the bill, please.
Okay. And then I walk off.
Oh, that's not like that. Yeah. I felt like I was there.
BAFTA, are you listening?
Oscar, actually.
Oh, Oscar? No, Oscar's the little kid that ran away.
His name wasn't Oscar. I just feel like this is a bit flat. I feel like I want a little bit of beat behind me. Will, you ever been to America, buddy?
Yeah, there's a few kids in America though, isn't there? That sounded really wrong.
Oh dear. Where have you been in America?
I haven't been.
Oh, never?
No.
Tom?
I've been to Florida. I've been to New York.
Anything happen while you were over there?
Yeah, mate. Well, one time when I went to America with my family, well, with my mum and my sister and my brother, we were all hungry. You know, when you're driving back from the airport, you're like, oh, we're starving.
Yeah.
So we were like, we'll go over to this fast food chain.
As soon as you got there?
Yeah. We're going back to the villa.
Yeah.
And we're like, go to this fast food chain. Why not? Went in there. Hooters.
Was it?
Yeah, didn't really know much about that then, because it wasn't really on things.
Any fruit on the table? Rude pears?
There was quite a few rude pears.
Yeah, I bet there was.
We sat down, like, oh, what should we have? You know, us being very boring, we're just like, oh, we'll get hot dogs, we'll have hot dogs. Order the hot dogs.
Why is that boring? You're in America, mate. But we all went in Rome?
The big thing is, we all went for the same thing.
Okay, right.
And what we didn't know is, we did that, suddenly all the girls went to our table. All surrounded us.
Bet you love that.
Well, I was quite young. Okay. I was like, oh, maybe they fancy a 9-year-old boy.
But in 7 years' time, I'm going to masturbate over this.
So we sat down there, and then they all came around. Then they sang, "The Wiener Family."
Oh!
Ba-da-da-da. Ba-da-ba-da. Ba-da-ba-da. They did that. So they actually sang us a song called "The Wiener Family."
Oh my god!
So that wasn't at all mentally scarring.
That was amazing.
And then we ate our wieners.
How'd your mum find that?
I don't think she really. Well, we didn't think that was
appropriate.
Oh, I don't think we were taking it as wiener. We just thought that's just what it is. It's just the food. Maybe people order burgers. They'll do the burger.
No, I don't think they would.
Maybe.
You were the Wiener Family.
Yes, we were the Wiener Family, and now we're just the hot dogs.
Mrs. Wiener, if you're listening, can I please come round for another chili con carne?
Can I come round and pretend to be a bat?
Oh, throwback! Throwback. I like that. I like that. Now, I was in America more recently. I was over in LA in April.
Heard of it.
And I was just getting my star made up for The Pavement.
The Pavement. Sounds so English. Got my star on The Pavement.
No, Will, I don't think you've actually heard this story. It's a bit mental. Ooh. I was sitting outside this pub, because obviously I went to an English-themed bar.
Brit Abroad.
Yeah, Brit Abroad. And I was sitting there having a beer with my old YouTube manager at the time. And as I was sitting there was a bouncer next to us, obviously stopping people from coming in the bar, because we were allowed to finish our drinks, and then that was it, right? And then this woman's come up to him. She's got a hoodie on. She looks like Gollum from Lord of the Rings. And she's like, I've got... Right, you can say this, Tom. Right, you can play it. I've got to get in there.
I've got to get in there.
You're not allowed. We're closed. But please.
But please!
I need my weed.
I need the weeds.
What do you mean, weed? What do you mean? Is it, there's no one in there?
Yeah, there is. I need my weed.
Yeah, there is. I need my weed.
So she's tried to run in. He's physically grabbed this woman.
Yeah,
you can stop now, Sam. Pulled her out of the forecourt. She's walked past me and my manager, and she's staring at me in the eyes like, I need my weed. I need my weed. And I'm like, oh, no, right, this is going to go bad. And she looked at me, and she leant over. She walked behind me, and I didn't want to make it obvious I was worried, but I was kind of looking out the corner of my eye like, what's this bitch doing? And she leant over and grabbed my full pint glass and just went to lob it at my head. And this guy jumped in the way and grabbed her, and she was like, you, and me. And I was like, what? I've done nothing. And then she scurried off into the night.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Can you imagine just climbing on walls, jumping from wall to wall?
Like in The Simpsons, where Bart becomes a cat.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Original joke. See you later.
Well, any reference to The Simpsons is yours, is it?
Maybe.
Oh,
no!
Have you seen that one where Bart becomes a cat?
I think I have, yeah. Let's talk about that more.
I went to Area 51 before. That's quite cool, surely.
What was there? What did you see?
Spooky aliens?
I saw some things, man, and some stuff. Yeah. I wouldn't recommend it.
No, man. Creeping me out, man. Yeah.
No, I went to Area 51, and I was sort of... Because obviously you're not allowed to go there, really, are you? It's very government-protected. It's in the middle of the Nevadan desert, and it's 80 miles off track of any village or anything. So it's a bit weird. And we went there, and there's a big gate. And I was sort of tailgating two other cars. We all knew each other. We went up as a group. And I was in the middle one. And as we pull up to this big gate, there's a big sign saying no photography, prosecutors will be shot on entrance or executed on entrance, whatever. And I thought, like, not to be a little rude boy, but I thought, if I get a picture of this, that is going to look cool as. So I'm sort of like hidden in the back seat of the car, just taking a picture of the gate. Anyway, we turn round, and then within three, four minutes of coming back off this track, this massive, like, big sand ball appears in the distance, and we're like, what the hell is that? And then we realise it's a Jeep speeding up to us, but we're 80 miles off track, so how they came that quickly, I will never know. They must have been hiding somewhere. And we soon realise it was one of those government ones, and this sounds bullshit, but it's 100% true. So we're driving back like that, and I'm in the car with this guy, and he's like, oh, at least no one took pictures, and I'm like, I did, so I'm deleting the photo off my phone now, like, oh shit. And then as the Jeep went past us, it slowed down, like, and it had blacked out windows and everything. So that's the point. We were getting out to take a picture of a dead horse carcass. I don't know what it was. I was going to say a camel, but I don't think it would have been a camel. So we were taking pictures, and then we see this thing. So we all run back in the car, and we're like, actually, don't run, because that looks more suspicious. Yeah, yeah. Let's walk. So I'm in now, I'm deleting the photo. And then the Jeep just sort of slowly trails past us, and we carried on into the day.
And driving the Jeep was E.T.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You didn't get a picture with him?
Next to Paul.
Fuck you.
That's what he would have said.
E.T. go.
Go.
Area 51.
E.T. go Area 51. New Wheelie. Come on, man.
Oh, dear. So that happened.
Yeah, that sounds quite eventful.
That was a bit, worrying.
Was it scary, was it?
Yeah. Well, I was staying in the desert at the time. I was staying in a little town called Caliente. It's one of the nearest towns to Area 51. And I was staying there, and it was populated by 80 people. Like, and it was literally just three houses in the middle of a desert, and that was a town.
15 people. I can't even do maths.
There was a DIY store, and you're trying to do 80 divided by 3 to work out how many would be in the house.
Yeah,
it's 26 and a half or something. Anyway, there's probably more houses, probably 6 or 7, I don't know. There was a DIY store, a butcher's, and like a calf, and they didn't, I don't think they actually dealt in money. Because, like, what's the purpose of having currency there?
They're dealing.
They would go, like, we'll give you a steak if you give me this, and shit like that. It was mental. It was absolutely mental.
Is it a bit backwards?
It was. Everyone in it, like, everyone in the town literally could have been an alien from Men in Black. You know when the humans who are, like, the aliens in human form?
Yeah.
They look a bit, like, distant in the eyes and a bit effed up.
Yeah.
That's how they were. There was a
bit
guy.
Void.
I was staying at a motel,
vacant.
And no word of a lie, the name of my motel was called the Shady Motel. Yeah, and the guy who was the receptionist, he had a cap on, and he was just sitting at the desk, and he would just stare forward all day long, looking out the window, and no one ever come. We were the only guests that had in a while, and I walked in, and I went, can I have a coffee, please, mate? And he just turned to me slowly and went, you need your morning juice, right? And I was like, just a coffee, it'd be great.
And he's like, that'll be one steak, please.
No, he gave it to me for free, bless him. Oh. So that happened. And when I was staying in the desert, there was a snowstorm.
What?
Yeah, tell me about that. Well, I'll tell you about that. So, yeah, it was a snowstorm.
How does that work?
It was freezing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there's loads of snow.
Was there a snow
man?
Storm?
Did you make a sandman out of
snow angel with a bit of sand? It's a filthy mix, really. I've got more America stories for you coming up, so
I can't
tune
wait
into
hear
that.
Them.
We will be reading out your tweets shortly, so do be tweeting in. What are you thankful for? Because believe it or not, this is actually a show kind of related to Thanksgiving in a way. Yeah, what are you thankful for, Will?
I'm thankful for YouTube coming into my life.
Yeah. That's lovely. Tom?
I'm thankful for Will's mate's comfy sofa, which I slept on last night.
And I slept on as well.
We had a little slumber party, didn't we? We had a midnight snack of this rank cheese chicken burger.
I'm thankful for Saunders for letting me stay at his place last night. Thank you very much, Saunders.
So where did you stay?
In his friend's bed.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we will go to a song now, Will, and I want a bit of Fallout Boy. I don't want a year or a decade. I would prefer if you gave me a bit more than that. Have you got any centuries, Will?
Yeah, I think so. I could probably go for that, mate. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, go for that then, buddy. Some legends are told, some turn to dust or to gold, but you will remember me. Remember me for centuries. Just one mistake is all it will take. We'll go down in history. Remember me for centuries. Hey, Fallout Boy with Centuries. Thank you so much for doing that, for playing that for me, William.
It's all right.
I do really appreciate you.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry for last week when I did them calls to previous guests like Kian Toomey and Franco Fraser.
You've been a little rotter, weren't you, Jack?
I was.
It was all in fun and love.
Yeah,
we all had a good laugh, didn't we?
I feel like I let you down.
Yeah, no, that's right, mate.
Oh, we were all a little bit worried after the show there. You got a little bit upset.
Yeah,
I cried into my pint on Friday, but you know, you pick yourself up and you go again.
Fall down 8 times, pick up 9.
Exactly what you said, mate.
I did not hear what you said.
Fall down 8 times, pick up 9.
Couldn't you just keep doing that?
Yeah.
I get knocked down, but I get that ties in.
That's more relevant. So the theme is America.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? I'm gonna have a little phone call with someone, and just, you know, someone that's running for president actually this year.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Tom!
What?
This is the Jackmate show, mate. Why have you not put this? Ask me this.
Because
you can't just be ringing up American presidents willy-nilly.
Well, he's not a president. He's running to be a president.
Oh, well, that's even worse.
He's a little bit of a silly guy. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to give you a bloody call, Mr. Donald.
I was literally about to say, as long as it's not Donald, then fine.
Soz.
Go on then, let's hear it.
Hey. Hey, Mr. Trump. I'm calling from FUBAR. You ever heard of FUBAR Radio?
Not really.
Okay, well, what if I say the words jackmate? What comes to mind then?
Somebody that nobody respects and nobody has any respect for.
Blimey. What about Tom Norris or Nozomon?
Terrific person. I love his stance. He's so different. He's very refreshing.
Aw, cheers, Donald, you flirty little mess. Did you hear my poem the other week?
I loved it.
Well, thank fuck somebody did. So I hear you're trying to become a YouTuber. Is that why you hate Jack so much?
I'm in competition with them.
Oh, you're not going to do some of those fake prank videos, are you, with Ben Phillips and his mate, just to boost the old views?
Probably.
What, just for the followers, or is there any other reason?
They're bringing drugs.
Jesus, you little rock star. Don't get too crazy. What are you going to tell the wife? Pretend you're on a golfing holiday.
And I said to my wife, I tapped her on the knee and I said, do a number on me.
Fucking hell, Donald, buddy, that's a bit graphic. I think you need to rein it in a bit, mate.
That's great, I love you too.
I think you're getting the wrong idea, Donald. I'm a taken man. Did you not hear the girlfriend episode?
You are stupid.
Thank you.
Oh. Jesus, what a little bitch.
I like that.
There he was. Yeah, he was a bit of a creep, to be honest.
A bit here, there and everywhere.
He's pretty much... His haircut is just his personality. It's just rank.
Yeah, it's just shit. He's a dickhead.
He is a dickhead.
This is... the moments like this, I'm thankful we're on FUBAR.
You're fired.
That's the only reason I'm thankful.
So we can slag off Mr. Trump.
Yeah. What would you call him?
Donald Pump?
Ooh.
Why?
Because he stinks.
Trump. That's Trump's actually means.
Nah, pumping. Yeah.
His name
trumps.
Is better than your joke.
No, he's pumping his trumps.
Okay. Nah. That's the thing, maybe. Nah. But yeah, I think, you know, I think if anything, if I was in his position, I could do a lot more of a better job.
Well, you are never going to be in his position, sir.
Well, I don't know. I think I could.
Do you reckon he could be in the.
Technically, you couldn't. You couldn't technically do it.
I reckon I could stand for presidency.
Yeah, you got.
I'd beat the shit out of him in the run.
Yeah? Would you? Yeah.
Hey,
would
well,
you
maybe then. Maybe you two want to go
head to head.
Oh, we'll clock
time. Oh,
hey.
Oh,
okay.
You, right. you think you're big guys?
Oh,
huh?
Wait there. I'm just going to do some press ups.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just doing backflips. Oh, I landed it. Oh.
Wait, I'm going to skip.
I'm going to blow out birthday candles.
I'm going to Donald Pump.
You're messing with a big man here. You know how big he is.
What, Trumpy?
Yeah, Trumpy Pumpy.
5'6"? Trumpston.
Yeah, well, he's got a stranglehold on it. But if you think you can beat him...
Yeah?
Why don't you two go head-to-head?
Okay, Tom, I pose this to you, sir.
Okay.
What law would you enforce if you became president of the US of bloody A?
So if I was to create a law?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how about, as today is Black Friday...
Yeah.
Rather than having all this chaos and all this hullabaloo...
It's mental.
...in the stores, which is just ridiculous.
It's horrible.
I just suddenly really want a fridge. Just use your normal fridge, mate.
Yeah,
but why not make this into a sport? Why not have competitions against people? Make people do exercise. You know, you're going for this. It's you against someone else, randomly picked, so it's, you know, equality.
You're doing things.
The winner gets the fridge. The winner gets the fridge.
A bit like Jingle All The Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Kind of like that.
Oh, what a film.
But yeah, maybe more
film.
Like Wipeout. so you know they're doing all these crazy little things,
okay.
And like, you know, it'll be entertaining. The people when they're watching won't be bored in the queue. They'll be like, oh, cool, that funny stuff.
I like it. Would it be a sport that is also a television show?
I think so. And maybe
who would present this?
Oh, I'll have to find someone. Maybe like
Hammond,
Chris Akabusi.
Oh, yeah, good show.
I could get him along.
Yeah, Kieran Dyer,
Benson Phillips,
Jimmy Bullard, lad.
Nah, not him. Benson Phillips, perhaps, but you know, Jack, you play your cards right, I might ask Hugh.
Oh.
Hugh Joseph.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, if we could do that, could we get them to all... There should be a scene within the game where they have to trample on Jimmy Bullard.
That's fair.
Yeah, I quite like that.
All they have to do is dodge his banter. Oh, God, and then they got hit by the banter. Oh, he's flying everywhere.
Oh, watch out, there's a word moist coming at you.
That one had scales.
Yeah, no, I like that. I would enforce a law. I think Ricky Gervais has already said something about this, but I think if you're too big to fit for a McDonald's store, you should not be going in there. Fair. Do you know what I mean? And maybe, actually, I'll rephrase that. You're only banned from there if you're a parent. Right, because if you're just a fat single human being and you want to become more fat, you go to McDonald's, that's fine, but don't take your kids in there, because they ain't got a choice about that lifestyle. Do you know what I mean? 17 Happy Meals might make them happy, but when they get to their teens, they're going to get bullied, and then it becomes irony, because the Happy Meals actually make them eternally unhappy.
This would be called the Happy for the Moment
Meals.
Yeah. But think brackets, but what about the future, guys? Yeah. Come on!
What they should do, actually, in the bottom of the Happy Meal box, is write a little message about one of the lines that the bullies are potentially going to say. So the little kid's tucking into his chips and his fish fingers, his burger, he gets a toy out, he throws that, and then he sees a message that's like, oi fatty, you ain't sitting near us, fatty, lol.
Yeah.
And
stick
then,
it to him.
Yeah, and that'll make him think. Do you know what I mean? That's
I'll get another Happy Meal to drown my sorrows.
You have to be nasty to be nice, do you know what I mean?
Cruel to be kind.
Cruel to be, that's the one I was looking for. Thank you very much.
No, it's quite good, that one. Yeah. Nasty to be nice. Yeah.
Tough love.
Yeah. So that'd be my one.
Alright, so do you want me maybe make this little competition maybe we do? Two of the rounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, alright.
So are we going?
Jack, I think, made quite an ethical point, something we all agreed with. Tom or Nozomon, if I can call you that. You were shaking your heads in agreement. So I think round one goes to Jack.
Okay, thank you. I also agreed with Tom's though, so.
Ban the fatties.
Points all round.
Ban the fatties!
What are you moving on to next?
I think, Jack, you can do your national day, Jack.
What do you mean, mate? Go on. Tell me.
Basically, you know, you get your Groundhog Day, get your national.
Thanksgiving.
Yep. Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
What kind of day, if you could impose it on the whole of the United States of America, would you do?
Do you know what? I would probably, Willie, bring back... Well, I'd have a national Bring Back Bebo Day.
Oh,
right?
Bring Back Bebo Day.
Bring back a Bebo.
If you want, you can just call it Bebo Day. If you want, I'd have a Bebo Day. Because imagine this, right? One day a year, no more than that, though, right? Let's not take the piss. Everyone is obliged to go back on Bebo. Simpler times. Yeah, simpler times. If you fancy a girl, don't worry about swiping left or right. Yeah, that's for, like, just seedy, lanky creeps that use Tinder. But just share the love instead. Simpler times. Do you know what I mean? I'd be making dollar again, boys. I hear you ask how.
How, Jack?
Used to make Bebo skins.
Did you actually?
Yeah, and people used to buy...
How many skins did you make?
Well, what? I made a shed ton. I made a shed ton. And one of my skins that I made...
Four skins.
Became the featured one for Christmas 08 or something.
Really?
And listen at this. It was near the profile picture. So there was a little bit... I put some wording around the profile picture.
I
said, would you like to print this profile picture so you can show Santa exactly what you want for Christmas?
Wow.
140,000 people used that skin.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so we were kids, weren't we? So I'd be making you a skin, a nice little FUBAR skin.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Cara Delevingne on it.
Yeah, I love that.
Just be big making eyebrows on there.
Yeah, just a pair of big eyebrows. That would look quite hipster and cool.
Yeah.
I would make you a skin, like Newcastle or some shit.
Is that all there is to me? Just Newcastle?
I did try to think more, and like video production equipment, like a tripod on
there. Oh, yeah.
A tripod, the most boring bit of equipment.
Yeah. Or maybe like a monopod.
Fuck off, Will.
So that would be mine. That would be mine. I would do a national Bring Back Bebo Day.
Tom, what would you do?
Well,
what
would your day be? This might not be popular with the Yankee listeners.
Oh,
you're talking to, would you call me a Yankee listener?
No. I would bring back. I would make a We're Not That Great Day in America.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Do tell me more.
Because there's a lot of days where they pack their hefty backs,
yeah,
and they say, "Oh, we're brilliant. We've done all this stuff." But if you look at the past, there's been a lot of wars that have been a bit dodgy.
Like what? What have they done?
What have they done?
Yeah.
Oh, what haven't they done? The Iraq War?
Yeah, what else have they done?
The genocide of the Native Americans.
Oh, yeah. He's done his research.
80 to a million people killed.
Really?
Yeah, and that's just not being talked about. I think it'll be helpful and healthy for the kids to hear about all the wrongdoings rather than hear about all the victories they've done.
Because
it's not all been great for America.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fair enough, be patriotic, but...
I would like to see that. Just, I would love the rest of the world to celebrate America's Not That Great Day.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, I love America. I do love American people, but it's very like, yeah, we're so good. But it's like, come on, guys.
Woo! USA! USA!
Woo! Baby! Let me just say, I think the red in the flag represents a lot of bloodshed.
Yeah. The white is how racist they are throughout the country.
And the blue is just because they like rhythm and blues.
Yeah, okay. Well,
a lot of stars there as well.
Yeah. So, yeah, no.
All right, well...
Points all round, I think.
Well, no, but points all round, you say. Best of three, you won the first one. And I did really like Tom's answer, surprisingly.
Okay.
Not surprisingly.
Yeah. No, wait a second. That means we're drawing.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, it comes down to the last round.
I tell you what, you couldn't bloody write this.
Accidental narrative. I like that.
That's an I don't for next week.
Accidental narrative. Okay, well...
So, where are you finishing off now?
I don't know.
We've got a national day.
We've had what would enforce. Maybe what would we ban? It's got to be something specific to being banned, Tom, yeah?
Okay, well, a thing I would ban from...
Wait, just tell me your topic first.
Mine is... Why?
Go on, I just want to hear it.
Mine is tax.
Yeah, mine's quite boring as well. These are two boring ones, Will.
It's all right.
Yeah. Mine is...
Educational.
Okay.
Basically, well, you haven't been to America, but when you buy something, you think, oh, that looks quite cheap, and then you take it to the till, and then they add the 20% tax on there.
At the end.
Why? Yeah. I don't understand. What's that going to gain? It's like, you have to sit there and figure out how much it's going to be
for
the till.
Oh.
And you ask them, is this including tax? They're like, yes. And you go, there, it doesn't include tax. And then you look a right cheap mug if you're like, oh, you know what? I'm not going to buy those Skittles.
Yeah.
Got any tab water?
Yeah,
the shop does both of those things, but... It's just an annoying thing, which is like, can you just not make this simple for us idiot English folk?
Because like they don't even put the tax on stuff that's like 10 cents.
Aww.
So you think 10 cents, you take it, you got your 10 cents in your hand. I don't know what's 10 cents.
Well, it's 12 cents.
That's 12.50.
Tell you what, that corner shop might not be the best stocked down here by the food bar offices.
No, but you know what you're getting.
I know what I'm getting when I go in there.
Yeah.
And if it says it's 99p for a bag of Thai Sensation Crisps, it's 99p.
Yeah, like it says in there, Lunchables 172. What would it be with tax, Tom? Exactly, work that out.
It would be, but just about £2, actually.
I'd ban guns.
Okay.
Well, that's going to win.
Well, I don't know. I do like Lunchables.
Well, you could have said it, Tom. You had as much choice as I do.
Yeah, I just thought, it's obvious, isn't it? We all hate guns.
Jack, why would you be banning guns?
Well, I don't like to be cliche or stereotypical, but I...
Sure?
Yeah, I think guns kill people. Rappers don't. All right?
Okay.
And that's it.
And that's it.
Yeah. Why have we got another school shooting today? Oh, my God. Maybe, because you're selling guns to kids. Maybe.
Maybe, allegedly.
Maybe. But
I saw a documentary recently where it was like, get a bank account with us and get a free gun.
No.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah,
no.
The Columbine.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Columbine.
Yeah,
it's you ever watch that?
Very and the thought of, well, if there's more guns, this wouldn't happen. It's like, what, you're going to give teachers guns now? Come on.
Oh my
silly.
God.
I mean, this is a very dark and deep subject, but
it's
like.
No, but we still
common sense, isn't it?
Go through these matters.
Yeah. Well, no, it's like we're not. We can't sit in a room and me, you and Tom can't develop an idea to like, oh, this is why guns should be banned. I think living in a world in which people argue that point is madness on its own. I think.
And even madder that someone else has got a completely polar opposite opinion
to
you.
Yeah, I know. It's like, we live in a world where we have to argue the point that guns should not be sold to anyone in the street.
Common sense, eh?
Yeah. So, I don't care if you give him the point, because I know, overall, morally, I've won.
Well, I think it's been quite an educational experience.
Yeah, but Will, if you're buying a gun... It's not actually that price, it's 20% more, so remember tax. That'd be annoying.
And I do love my guns. What am I telling you? I love my guns. So I've got an elected president now, haven't I?
Yeah.
Who's coming to the White House?
I'm wearing smart trousers.
I'm already there.
What you got on?
Smart trousers.
What you got on your top?
Chinos. I got Fred Perry.
Fred Perry?
Yeah.
What are you wearing to the White House?
Adidas.
No, okay, smarten yourself up. Is it an Adidas suit?
Barrack doesn't give a shit, mate. He said, wear what you want.
Well, he won't be there because one of you two will be taking over.
Yeah, I know.
All day I dream about speeches.
All day I dream about. Yeah, that's what Adidas stands for. All day I dream about speeches.
Oh, that's why you've worn it today, yeah. Isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Bugger!
Oh,
bugger!
Bugger ball. So, the is it the 64th president of the United States?
Oh God! Oh God!
For two.
I am not a crook.
For 2015. Will be.
Go on.
Mr. Jack Dean!
Yes! I'm gonna have sexual relations with that woman! Get in!
I swear you said that's why you won before you did the big build up.
What?
Didn't you?
No.
Okay. Soak it in, boys!
I just wanna say thank you to everyone out there that has voted for me and given me their vote.
Welcome to the White House, buddy!
5 more years! 5 more years!
Let's see your cock!
What?
And my first thing I'm going to do as President of the United States is play Swing Swing by the All-American Rejects. Thank you very much. God, I love the American theme. Bloody love it.
I like it. Tom, yeah. Do you like it?
I'm loving it.
Tying in with the American theme, as we said, we've got an American guest on right about now. Is Gabe there?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, mate. Thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, I heard that I became president. I'm proud of you.
Okay. Cheers, man. Yeah.
So no. You're running my country now.
Yes, see. I am. And I'm going to get you all the subscribers you want. So. Well,
I kind of wanted Donald to win, to be honest. I don't know. He had a lot of hope.
Oh, well, he came close. So, Gabe, thanks for contacting me today, out of the blue, randomly. It was like fate, almost meant to be. We was looking for an American guest, and then I get an email from an American. It's absolutely mental.
Exactly, and I mean, I really appreciate you guys bringing me on, and I've just been listening. It's just so fun.
Oh, wicked, man, wicked. So your YouTube name is Comedian Gabe, right?
Yeah, I always had it as that, and then people were like, are you actually a comedian? And I'm like...
No.
YouTube comedian.
So what, there's a bit of a cliche question, Gabe, but what made you start doing YouTube videos?
So I started a long time ago, back when like lip syncing was a big thing, where you just play music and you just like lip sync to stuff. So I would take,
We've all been there.
Yeah. And I actually cannot delete those videos because I forgot the password.
Oh, wow.
Everyone knows the name. It was like the channel's name. It's like if you type it in, you can't find it. But if you go by the URL, it's called like The Kid with Eyes. I thought that was creative. You know, back then when I was like 13, I thought that it was creative. I was like The Kid with Eyes.
I remember my MySpace URL was myspace.com/ hobo sex.
Wow.
So that's pretty
pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, hobos have eyes and they used to be kids, so in a way. Are we brothers, Gabe?
You know, sometimes I think the same thing.
Oh, I saw you recently collaborated with Brittany Louise Taylor.
Yes, I'm actually good friends with her, and I've been watching it for quite a while. And we did like two skits, and each one of them took like 8 hours to film.
Really?
It was the first time I had someone film for us, and she's like so professional with all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool. Who would your dream YouTuber be? If you could collaborate with anyone, who would it be?
I like the YouTuber Philip DeFranco, but I also like Shane Dawson. So I was talking to Brittany about trying to do a collab with Shane as well. Yeah. Are you guys familiar with Shane?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, big YouTuber. He's been doing it a long time.
Yeah, and he's super funny, and he's still pushing, so that's pretty cool.
What brings you over to the UK then, sir?
So right now my mom is here and she's like visiting some friends, and so I'm out here, and technically it's Thanksgiving break.
Right.
So coming here is kind of weird because there's no break here.
Yeah.
Like I came here on my break and then I leave on Sunday to go back, and I'm in college, so we have like a week off.
Are you not missing the Thanksgiving traditions? Because obviously over here no one gives a shit.
The yams.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I am not really a big Thanksgiving person, you know.
Okay.
My dad, when I go there for Thanksgiving, it's like a big thing, so I do that like every 2 or 3 years. But right. Like that's enough. And then after that, I like take 2 years off and I'll do either go to New York where my mom lives, or I'll come here if she's here, and just hang out. And
sweet.
To be honest, it's like Thanksgiving in America is just family. So you just get family together and they just fight, and it's
oh, right.
It's like everyone's coming together, and it's like really packed house of like 15 people, and they're all like sharing one like small portion of food, and they're fighting over everything. There's like tension.
That's what I was going to ask you, actually, because you'd probably be surprised at how little me and Tom know about Thanksgiving. Like literally nothing. So what would be a traditional sort of meal? So like I'm sure you're the same. We'd have turkey for Christmas and stuff like that. Yeah, so what would you have for?
If turkey for Christmas, we do sometimes. With for Thanksgiving, the biggest things are turkey, and then they have stuffing. Like stuffing is one of the biggest things to have with it.
Sage and onion.
They have like cranberry sauce, and I mean cranberry sauce is good with all that. And then they usually will have like little sides like macaroni salad or like potato salad. It's pretty good, but you know. Like afterwards you just feel like so sick.
I can imagine. So family's like the main reason to celebrate Thanksgiving, and then it's the food. Is it
it's
that
like
one?
Family, football, food, the three S.
Football. Yeah, but you're on about
football, yeah. So I actually was talking to my mom about this today. I wish that we called it something different, because I actually prefer football to be like soccer, like how you guys call it.
Right. Yeah. You're one of us, Gabe.
It makes more sense because you actually using your feet a lot more.
Yeah,
that's what what I was telling my mom, and I mean,
Gabe, we are brothers.
I don't know why
we
came up with the idea of it being the same thing, but yeah, American football is like huge, and like they will stuff themselves, and then they'll go on the couch and they'll be lazy. So it's like perfect fit. It's like day off. And like people just like don't work, they just eat and they like puke.
That sounds
like
great.
Their goal sounds is good. To puke.
It's making me want to go back to America already. What was I going to say? I've totally gone blank.
Do you enjoy a pumpkin pie, Gabe?
I actually don't really like pumpkin pie, but like that's like a big dessert there. Like apple pie, pumpkin pie, like they love all pies. Like pies in America, they just love fat food. Like anything that'll make you kind of fat, they're like, okay, this is unhealthy. We'll do it for this.
That's like a big stigma, like a big stereotype that us English, we have terrible teeth and the Americans are fat.
To be honest, it's kind of true, and I wish it wasn't, but like, I mean, I'm in California, so in California the stereotype is fit because it's really nice outside. So you like, whenever I go outside in California, the people are so fit and they like are working out, like everyone's out there is like a physical trainer. But in New York, it's kind of, I'd say it's a little bit different. Like people are doing business, but I see a little bit more like hefty people. McDonald's are everywhere. Like I know that there's McDonald's out here, but like I'm serious. Like McDonald's is like every corner.
Really? That's crazy. Yeah.
It's what? Like fast food commercials are crazy out there as well. Like they do really well. And they're like every commercial break, there's like fast food and it's like, everyone just eats it and they
love
sure,
it. I'm sure in a few years that'll become less and less as
Wendy's.
Everything gets politically correct over time. What would you say? Are there any like English traditions that you find a bit bizarre, a bit strange that us weird lot do?
Well, I was like breaking down like different words that like you guys call things versus like how we say things.
Okay, let's go. Let's riff.
So let me take out my phone because I actually wrote down a lot.
Oh, he's done preparation. Preparation.
Yeah, see, I was ready. Like, okay. So for me, like, I've always heard the word flat for apartment, but like, what is the back? Do you guys know like the reason that you call it a flat? Because like to me, an apartment would never seem flat.
I think it's because there's only one story.
Yeah, there's no upstairs, so it's quite flat.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. What? That was pretty quick.
but then we have bungalows as well. But then I guess bungalow is just singular by itself.
I've heard the word bungalow, but I always hear flat. Like people always say like, oh, you're going to the flat. And then like everyone is so surprised. Like I'm staying at a flat and I'm not staying at like a hotel.
Yeah.
Like I'm just visiting. But And then like my mom said that people say jumper for sweater.
Yeah.
That's a good question, because that is weird. Jumper.
What, jumper?
Yeah, but what's that about? Because that doesn't make any sense.
Because you don't jump into a sweater.
That would be fun.
Yeah, no sweat. Yeah, you do sweat in a sweater, don't you? So,
but then having the word sweat in the name is a bit.
Yeah.
My sweatshirt. I put this on if I want to sweat.
No, we'll give America that one. We're in the wrong there. We're in the wrong. What's next on your list, Gabe?
Pants. You guys call it underwear?
Yeah.
Yeah. See.
Well, no, we call it pants.
We call them pants, and you call trousers pants, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that's true. We do. I thought that you guys call, like, underwear sometimes, but, like, I see. And then, like, this is the one that, like, when I came out here, I was so surprised I didn't know about. Like, I love oatmeal, but you guys call it porridge.
Yeah, porridge is a great word, though, isn't it? Porridge.
I like it, but I always think of the bear, that story. And like the girl, and she's like, this seat's too small, this one's too big, and then and then she has the porridge.
Because it wouldn't sound right if the three bears had oatmeal.
Yeah.
What about the best one is what I find is fanny pack.
Fanny pack?
Yeah, do you know what we call that?
What? I don't actually know.
A bum bag.
A bum bag?
Yeah, because do you know what a fanny is in England?
Oh, is it a crotch?
It's a vagina.
It's a lady danger zone.
Yeah. So to have a vagina pack on the front of your waistband, it becomes a bit unusual. But
that's pretty interesting. I actually did not know that. Do people here actually use fanny packs a lot? Because in America, it's not as big of a
thing. No, they use bum bags.
It kind of got a bit cool and a bit hipster to wear use a fanny pack over here.
Yeah, but it's not really. I mean, like, to be honest, middle-aged women who go to theme parks and stand with bags while their kids go on the rides, they're the kind of people you'd imagine to have a fanny pack.
Or I bought my girlfriend a fanny pack. So,
did you?
Yeah, because it was cool. We went away on holiday together and she wore it and we didn't get thefted.
Yeah, so when you go back to America, Gabe, make sure you start calling it a bum bag. Your friends will be like, he's a cool guy. He's well travelled.
they're going to be like, yeah. They're like, are you from London? I'll be like, yeah.
Hell yeah. So
just no accent.
Oh, no, cool. No, great chat. And you've
enlightened us.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. You've enlightened us on American tradition. Thanks for joining us today, Gabe. Where can people find you online?
Yeah, so I'd say, like, the biggest thing right now that I'm trying to do is YouTube. So, I mean, if you type in Comedian Gabe, or if you guys want to check out, like, my Twitter's just Gabe. I was able to get, like, just my name.
Really?
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's so cool. So yeah, like, those are the two biggest. I also do Vine, but Vine's been kind of slow. So, I mean, my Vine, if you type in Gabe Irwin on anything,
yeah,
then most things come up, and that I'll just have all my social media.
Lovely stuff, lovely stuff. Okay, mate, I'll follow you on Twitter after this, as I'm sure Will and Tom next to me will.
Certainly will.
For sure, brother.
Yeah, cheers, Gabe. Yeah,
and thank you guys so much for having me on.
No, thank you, Gabe.
It's been a pleasure, mate. Thank you very much. Chat to you soon, Gabe. Thank you very much.
Have a good night, guys.
Cheers, man. Bye-bye. Bye.
That was nice.
What a lovely, lovely guy.
That's some nice
really
insight.
Nice, man.
Yeah, and he got Gabe on Twitter. That's cool.
Yeah, that is probably
very cool.
How's he done that?
I have no idea. The president
of the USA, and the song is Video Killed the Radio Star. Ooh. How apt. How apt.
Yeah.
How
apt.
I heard you on my wireless back in 52, lying awake intent and tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through. Ow, ow. They took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten by machine on new technology. And now I understand the supernova scene.
United States.
Oh, that was dulcet tones there, weren't they?
It was, wasn't it?
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I liked it, mate. But there's some weird, annoying noise not in my right ear.
Yeah, it's just not present, is it?
And the room smells a lot more pleasant.
Yeah. And I just, there's always like a horrible thing I'm looking at on the left that's really like distracting.
Oh, but wait a second. We're somehow in the West? The Wild Wild West? You're in West Desperado, don't know what? Who are you going to call, Mr. JP? Oh, look, Will!
Ah!
Look in the distance, past that tumbleweed.
Oh, because of all the jokes you said earlier.
There's a saloon door. Shall we go in?
Oh, this looks a different place. I've not been here before.
Let's open the door.
Oh, well, there appears to be a small cat.
There's a little cat in the... Oh, let's go for the saloon door.
Let's get a drink. What?
How are y'all doing there, guys and dolls?
Hello there, intimidating man.
My name is Chad Johnson, and welcome to the saloon.
Hi, Chad. My name's Tom Norris. I come from Cambridge.
I know who you are.
How?
I used to watch a little sketch channel on YouTube called 4 Hour Sins.
Aww.
I really like the other guy you was with. It'd be good to get him around these parts sometime.
Well, maybe
soon.
If people stay on this show, he'll be in later.
I have no idea what you're talking about. And you there, young man, I know who you are.
Do you?
I've seen you on... You're that guy from that Narnia film.
Yeah, I did do that.
What brings you into my saloon here today?
I came through a wardrobe and I appeared here.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you think of the weather? Is it mighty fine?
Oh, it is. My skin's burning. There's sun damage all over it.
It is just a stellar day out today, chaps, and it's nice to have you in my bar.
I always hear cowboys say the word stellar, so...
Well, that's what we serve here, so there you go. There's one for you.
Oh, thank you, sir. I wanted bourbon.
Young William over there.
Okay.
There's one for you.
Thank you very much.
It's nice and cold.
Oh.
There we go. I just flicked a can for you guys. It's a tradition we have here at the saloon.
So anyway, what is this town called,
this
Chad?
This is the town of Dusty Springs.
That's a brilliant name, Chad.
Oh, and I think I just named it. Anyway, you guys hear about the...
Dusty Springfield from here?
You guys heard about the new news going around these parts?
No, Chad.
All over the U.S. there's some news that we've got a new president. I do not know about this.
Oh, the guy with the big face.
He looks a bit like, Gary...
Busey.
I heard he looked a little bit like Donald Trump.
Same hair. Gary Busey with Donald Trump's hair.
But I don't know if it's true, because we can't get internet around here, but it's coming. 2017 is coming nice and strong.
How did you watch the sketches without any...
I traveled to the next village just on...
What's it called?
Dusty Springs 2.
There you go.
Do you guys want to play a saloon quiz?
I would love to, Chad.
Every Friday, I try and play a little saloon quiz with the customers, and I've not had any customers in about 4 months, so it'd be great to have you guys take part in this.
We would love to. It'd be our pleasure, wouldn't it, William?
Oh, thank you for having us.
It's a selection of 10 questions, and the winner wins a very big prize.
I have to say, you know, Chad, I like the effort with the question papers.
You know, I like to put a lot of effort into... Even though it's...
It Chad, how'd you get PDF files here if you...
Well, my cousin's from Dusty Springs 4 or 5. Ooh. And here's
it's
internet.
It's the Hunger Games.
No.
No, okay.
I like the fact that some people...
What's the Hunger Game?
Obviously, some people have been shooting at this quiz as well, bullet holes. And I like it, it's authentic. Let's do this bloody saloon quiz, please.
Okay, settle down. Question one, or as we like to call it here, question one. Can you name the only American state that begins with the letter D? We're talking D's. We're talking letter D.
I think I haven't got that, but...
Okay, I'm looking at your answer. I'm not saying nothing.
That's double negative, sir. Go on.
I'm saying nothing. Number two. What vegetable is shown on the Chipotle logo? We're talking logos. We're talking Chipotle. I like the concentration on your there face there, Willie boy.
These are tough. If everyone's trying at home, best of luck, and let us know what you get.
Well, you never... Why would people be trying at home? We're stood on a dusty path than a saloon bar. Why? What do you mean, people?
Yeah, you're right, Dusty Chad.
This is not Bigger Brother. What band or music artist holds the record for the most number ones on the U.S. Billboard? This is a little bit of a trick question, because I'll give you guys a clue. They are not from this country.
This country being America.
Yes.
How do you retain so much knowledge?
Oh, sorry, I gotta laugh a bit like that Donald Trump. I just saw Tom cross out his question, his answer just after I gave a clue.
Okay,
you gotta put one down there, little Thomas.
Chad, how do you get so much information in your brain with the lack of internet?
Oh, for fuck's sake, it feels like you've done that joke four times.
I'll keep going.
Number four. What does the W in George W. Bush stand for? How's that bear treating you guys?
Bit flat.
A bit hoppy.
Yeah, would you like me to sort you out another one?
No.
Tom?
No, I'm good for that, mate.
Okay, buddy. That's a bit annoying, because I've got a cousin who works down at the Foo Bar in Dusty Springs 12, and apparently you guys love his alcohol.
Yeah, who's
Yeah, draft, though. You only have bottles.
Yeah, but... Number five.
Yeah, but...
Which state was the U.S.-born Macklemore birthed in?
Oh, fucking hell.
It's a tricky one, it's a tricky one. I gotta
what state?
Yeah, what state? I gotta thank my nephew for coming up with some of these questions.
He's a boy or girl?
He's a boy. There's a guy I keep telling you about. He looks a bit like Donald Trump, looks a bit like Gary Busey.
Oh, yeah, him.
Okay. Hey, you wrote your answers there down for number five. Which state was U.S. born Macklemore birthed in?
Yeah.
You got yours, little Tom?
Yeah.
Number six, Michael Phelps holds the record for the most gold medals won at the Olympic Games. But how many medals does that guy have? Sorry, I should rephrase. How many gold medals does that guy have?
Is it going to be nearest two, is it? Yeah, in total.
I'll give it nearest two on that one.
Are you all right, Chad?
I'm absolutely fine, brother.
It's a nice place you got here, isn't it, Tom? What do you think to it?
I like it. I like all the carcasses on the wall. I like the toilets are very posh.
Well, we go shooting out here, and all these things on the walls are things that I've shot with my bare hands.
Shot with your bare hands?
Yeah, so that's my wife, bless her. Lindsay.
Oh, there's your two children up there as well?
No, well, one of them was. One of them was. He got a bit out of hand. He started talking like he liked kissing boys, and I was slapping him up. I'm kidding. I'm all for that. Number seven. What is the U.S. national motto? That was a jab at Americans. It was like Deep South Americans, Will. So stop that.
You have to explain it. Number seven.
I don't know.
No, what is the U.S. national motto? Come on, guys. If you can't get this, I might not be bringing you back in my bar anytime soon.
I don't think I've got a single thing right.
No, do I?
Well, guys, come on, man. Come
is
on.
Is this like a pre... Yeah. Is this like a quiz chat that you got from the internet, or is this you made this up?
I did this myself, son.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
You can't get it from the internet, dickhead.
Well,
I
haven't got it. What is the... You'll get this one, guys. You'll get this one. There's a famous mountain over in South Dakota with four famous faces on it. What's this mountain range called?
Thank fuck for that.
Ah! And I think Thomas has just pipped you to the post there, little Willie.
Motherfucker! That's only what I've got. Hopefully you've got nothing. It's 1-0, and then I'll just do it. I'll do a cleanse them in on the floor, carpet burn my chest.
You're parking the bus now, are you?
Mourinho.
You got yours, Willie boy?
Yeah.
Okay, you see this person up on this wall?
Oh, yeah? Wow.
That was my mother.
Wow, she's very pretty. Well, yeah. She was very pretty.
I think she still has
been a long time, Will, but come on, dead man.
She's beautiful. Today is the day I killed her.
Looks like there's a bit of life in her as well. Can we take her off the wall? Or?
Come on, man.
There's a bit of life in her every Friday night when I have a few beers, I'll tell you that.
So. Come on, necros.
What? Oh, dearie me. Number nine, what country gave us the Statue of Liberty? You gotta get this one, boys. This is common knowledge.
Yep.
You got that
next
over there?
Next one, please, mate.
Yeah.
You see this person on the wall? Will?
Yeah, I see her.
Him?
Him. Oh, sorry, my eyes. It's a bit dusty in here.
I have no idea who that is or how that got up there.
It says underneath it, J. Yates.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was a big crook and criminal around these parts, stealing credit cards and all kinds of stuff.
The fastest card in the West.
He actually gave me a scar on my number 10. inside jokes with two guys I've just met. Number 10. As of 2015, roughly, and this goes to the closest guesser because none of you will know this, roughly how many yellow taxi cabs are there in New York City?
Good question. You ever been to New York, Chad?
I have not.
Would you like to go?
I would.
Let's take him, Tom.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, we'll go down to New York City. We'll go to the Big Apple. I mean, I don't like apples. Do you guys like apples?
I love an apple.
Okay, well, I'm talking about apples. Well, you guys fill
that
in.
I'm ready for the answers, Chad.
I'm ready for the answers. You ready for the answers? Okay, okay, okay. I asked you guys, can you name the only American state that begins with a letter D? Thomas, can you tell me what you put, please?
I put Detroit.
I put Delaware.
And that's a point that little William.
Mine's just a city.
Chicago is Detroit, Tom. No, I'm just saying what the correct answer is.
I understand.
I'm just educating the listeners.
Hey, none of this in here. If you want to argue, you take it out like men with guns, okay?
We'll take it out like men later, shall we?
Number two, what vegetable is shown on the Chipotle logo?
I went for pepper.
And you went for
pepper.
You both get a point. Well
done.
Look at us, we're like Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
You're nothing like that, whatever that is. I asked you number three, what band holds the record for the most US number ones?
Didn't say band, did you?
Fuck. I said music artist, sorry. It's a band.
Okay, well that's me gone.
Who'd you do?
Put Bieber because he's Canadian.
I went with the Beatles.
And that's three out of three for little Willie.
Yes,
I will give you a bonus point here if you can tell me exactly how many number ones.
I know.
Come on.
12.
What were you say?
14.
You're both wrong. 20.
Oh, I was kind of closer if you can't count.
Correct. I asked you number four. What does the W in George W. Bush stand for?
Go on, Tom.
But Winston.
Nah.
I went Wayne.
Wayne.
It's not William, is it?
Sorry.
Wayne.
It's not William, is it?
No, it's, Wayne. It's Walker.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, so we'll move on to number five. We're halfway through the answers. Which state was U.S. born Macklemore birthed in?
Ohio?
Michigan.
Oh, sorry, guys, you're both wrong. Seattle.
Ah!
Number six, Michael Phelps holds a record. How many gold medals does he have?
Is this closest to?
This is closest to, but I'm going to throw in a little wacky rule here and say, if either of you are more than five away, you do not get the point.
Okay.
You go first, Willie.
14.
25.
Will gets the point.
What is
it? 18.
He's
closer and he's within five.
Yeah, that's fine.
I've won, haven't I?
Maybe Tom can still get this back. If he gets all 4 points, you get
which
nothing.
Which I definitely am.
What is the US national motto?
I have no idea, so I went with my middle school motto, which was give you your best.
Yours?
Land of the free.
In God we trust.
But in a way, though, what's better out of?
In God we trust. Number eight, what was those famous mountains in South Dakota called?
Mount Rushmore.
What'd you put, Will?
Nah, I didn't get it right.
What'd you put, Will?
Mountain face.
I put north. No, I put Rocky Mountains.
You're wrong.
I know I'm wrong.
Which country gave us the Statue of Liberty?
France.
You both get a bloody point. And then it all comes down to this. Well,
can we not make this point like worth more?
Well, how many points have you got there, Will?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Tom, how many points you got?
Shiny 3.
Okay,
let's make this worth 3 points.
I'm gonna spice this up.
That doesn't work because if you get,
I'm gonna spice this up.
All right.
Spice it up with Chipotle sauce.
Right, you both got to guess how many yellow cabs there were. Well, if you get closer, you obviously win.
Yeah.
Tom, if you get closer, you get a point, so you still lose. But if you get within 1,000 and you get closer than Will, we'll go to a tie break.
So there's a lot.
It's very unlikely, but we'll see. We'll see.
What do you think, guys? Am I going to get it?
No! Yes, you probably are!
No, William, what did you put down for your answer?
1,450 yellow cabs.
I have never seen a guest be so far off in my life. Thomas?
10,000.
Oh.
I didn't know I'd get anywhere near that.
10,587.
You're kidding me?
We go to a tie break.
Is it actually that?
Which is unfortunate because I need to think of a I mean, I got number 11. We'll do the tiebreaker after this song. And little Willie, you come here with your beats and your MP3s. You can play whatever song you want.
I really like Imagine Dragons, and funnily enough, they've got a song called America.
I already fucking like it. Who'd you say that band was?
That was Imagine Dragons.
I don't. That's a stupid name, but I like the song. The song's called America, so I'm always going to like the song. Anyway, let's build a little bit of tension up in here, guys, because it's all about that last tiebreaker question. Tom, well done on getting the taxi cab thing.
Thank you very much. Everyone at home, don't Google that.
Okay, okay. So it all comes down to this. I want to know. The answer is a number, and you can put a decimal point in. So you got to give me a four-figure number with a decimal point in between. Is that fully understood?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
What is the population of my favorite state, Texas?
You go first, Willie.
Will, you go first.
Okay, I'm going to go for...
Okay.
42. Point. Ooh. One. 2 million.
42.12 million.
This is population, right?
Yeah, this is population.
How's that point in population?
42.12 million.
Because it's not just going to be like 42. It's not going to be 42 million.
Don't argue with an American, Tom. I've told you about this on this trip.
Sorry, my liege.
Tom, obviously you don't have.
Okay, no, I've got it. All right.
Sorry,
all right,
mate.
Let me think. All right.
He's dumb as fuck.
Let me think. All right, I'm going to go for.
What is the population?
I'm
going to
go.
Texas?
I'm going to do it. 5.23.
Is that your final answer?
Is what I was going to say, but then I suddenly had a big urge to change my answer in the last minute.
To what?
Just off the top of my head, I'm going to go for 26.96 million.
That's bang on!
What?
That is actually
fuck off! 26.96 million!
Oh, I did not see that piece of paper! Guy, I feel like I want to share this story now.
Go on. Then.
Don't break the fourth wall.
Can I break the fourth wall?
If you want to.
Break it down like a wrecking ball, Miley.
Your fucking show.
I'm going to bring the listeners in on a little joke. Basically, we took it to a tiebreaker for tension. Tom didn't get it right. It was 13,000 taxis, not 10,000. So we should have never gone to that. And I thought that'd be funny if I feed Tom the answer of the tiebreak question. And in front of him is a bit of paper that says 26.96 million on. And when I asked Tom
which
the question,
which I got right,
Tom didn't see the paper and he's gone for 5 million. So me and Will are both pointing like, come on, mate, you can win this, you can win this.
Do you want to rethink that answer?
Oh, but well done, you smashed out of the park.
Thanks, man.
Will, are you going to do any work this show?
Well, I've done quite a lot in the background, Jack, which you don't pick up on. It slightly annoys me every week, but we're 10 weeks in, so it doesn't really matter. What I've actually done is found some laws in America that you probably...
Only in America!
You
can't do that! Only in America!
Specifically, I should say, in New York. So you two are driving, I'm driving.
I would rather hear this news from NYPD.
Thank you, Tom. We practiced this earlier. My accent was terrible, bordering on racist. So, here he comes.
Well, so these are laws in America.
So these are laws.
And we've got to guess if they're true or false.
No, just
talk about it.
They're all dumb as fuck.
So they're all true?
Yeah,
we shouldn't discuss them.
Only in America.
Only in America. So apparently, it's illegal to congregate in public with two or more people while each wearing a mask or any face covering which disguises your identity.
I totally agree.
That's actually fair fox law.
Yeah, that's real sweet, though.
Well, why'd you... Hey, bozos, I'm talking here.
Sorry.
What about this? Slippers are not to be worn after 10 p.m.
Not to what?
Why?
What in the street?
I don't. It's just the law, buddy. You want handcuffs on?
What, so you can only wear slippers after 10 p.m.
No, are not to be worn after 10 p.m. You being cheeky?
I'm not being cheeky, sir.
Yeah, I heard you British guys are cheeky.
Surely that's the time when you want to be wearing slippers.
Exactly, but we forbid it in this country.
oh my word!
I'll take your slippers. I'll make you eat them.
make you eat them.
A fine of £25.
Dollars.
Pounds.
Dollars. Can be levied. That means taken off, you scummy British folk. Okay. For flirting.
What?
If I deem you've been flirting.
Dapper laughs would be skint, wouldn't it?
Hey, or it is. Kidding!
Nah, he just sold a DVD, mate.
Hey.
Go on.
Furthermore, citizens of this great state cannot. It is illegal for women to be on a street wearing what we deem to be body-hugging clothing.
That is not true.
I don't write the laws. I just enforce it.
Hey, what's your name, policeman?
It's John Stifferson.
John Stifferson?
Yes.
Do you know Chad Johnson?
No.
John Stifferson, when were these rules, these laws made? Are they still...
I'll drop you an email. What's your address? I don't care. Here's another
one. Fuck the police at Gmail.
another popo. One. Women.
Hey, Jack, do you smell bacon?
Oh. Hey, what's that joke? What you got? Hey, what's that?
I've got something in my nose.
Police officer, you ever been in a helicopter? When pigs fly.
Wait, what do you have for lunch every day? Donuts?
Or bacon sandwiches?
They would eat themselves, Jack.
Yeah, cannibals, mate.
Okay. You guys, pretty weird, man. The penalty.
Thanks, man.
New Yorkers. That was quite good, actually. I've got to finish that.
New Yorkers
cannot dissolve a marriage for inconceivable differences unless Tom Norrison. That's your new name.
Tom Norrison.
Unless they can both agree to it. So they've got to have the same disagreement to both walk out of there. What do you think of that?
Walk out of here. We're out of here.
I don't know if I agree with it.
Yeah, well, go fuck yourself.
Lovely stuff.
There we go.
I totally didn't listen to that one.
And that was just a few dumb rules in America.
Oh, well, we didn't even get to say thank you to him.
I'm back! What do you want?
I just
want
to say thank you.
Hey, suck on this, copper. I flipped in the bird.
And I went...
And that's a bit like FUBA Radio, which is always...
Flipping the bird. Always. What does FUBA do? Does it always... Give the finger.
Yes, we would normally play that one, but unfortunately we got rid of it.
Give him radio the finger.
This show gives the radio three fingers.
Yeah.
Ooh. Or one of us each. Not, we're not doing that.
Could I stroke it?
Let's go to a song. You know when you feel a bit hip, you feel a bit cool, you feel a bit fly.
Yeah.
You know when we all feel a bit fly for white guys? Let's go for that. Let's go for fly for a white guy.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have a clue and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial. So don't deep fake, play us straight. You know he really doesn't get it anyway. Gotta fight the feel and keep it real. For you know way. So if you don't break, just overcome.
Real.
pretty fly for a white guy. Enjoyed that. Thank you.
That's
you all right, mate?
I just had to get out of my system.
At a moment.
Will, are you excited?
Yeah.
Yeah? Why are you excited?
It's four actions, isn't it?
The gang back together after all these years.
They said it would never happen.
Who would afford it?
Never.
Me and Tom, we do this every Friday and we long for this moment. Look who's here, look who's turned up. It's Josh Dinnywell.
Welcome, Joshua.
Hello.
How you doing?
Me clapping.
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks very much for having me here.
He's so polite. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, man, I miss those times.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Joshua.
Me too.
Welcome back.
Catman reunited with Denim Dealer and Pump Boy.
Yeah, there
pump
you go.
Boy. I told you, it's always in there.
Doesn't work.
Donald Pump Boy.
Doesn't work. So, yeah, Noz has just brought his best pal in.
Yep.
You got anything to.
Well, I thought Josh was telling me something on the phone earlier, which isn't really amusing. But in a way.
Oh, we'll put this on the radio.
No, but if it. Because it's not music because it's happening to him, but if it wasn't someone you liked.
What is it?
Go on, Joshua. What was the news that happened? Like, you were stressing out last night, weren't
well,
you?
Well, yeah, it was very stressful because my cat.
Aslan.
Mm-hmm. Big ginger cat.
Yeah.
He couldn't wee. So. He was going around the house and he was distressed and he couldn't wee or anything like this, and so I was like, oh shit, what do I do?
How did you notice that he couldn't wee?
Yeah, that's what I was going.
Because he was going, like, normally he just goes outside and he's docile and he doesn't really do anything, but he was going, trying to go in the house in like loads of different areas, like everywhere, and I was like, googled it as he did, and then all of a sudden it was like, he could have a blocked bladder and he could have his bladder ruptured and die, and I was like,
Fucking hell, man.
So, took him to the emergency vets, which I didn't know was a real thing. I was like, surely there can't be somebody working 24 hours. But luckily there was. Yeah. And then, we got in there and they said they're going to have to keep him in overnight, put a catheter in him, like pump him full of water or something and drain it.
Catheter?
No.
Catception?
No.
Cat inside a cat. Go on.
And they kept him overnight and then basically she came out with an estimate. And she was like, do you have insurance? And I thought my parents had got insurance.
Yeah.
I've got insurance for them now, but obviously this doesn't cover it and it will never cover it if it happens again, which apparently they say it could. And it came to 600 to 900 quid.
Fuck. Which I said is quite a big 600 to 900. That's a big gap.
But it was because it was a case of like some of the tests they might not have to do because we brought them in so early. He's like, bladders can get to the size of footballs.
Oh, right.
And give it a kick.
Can I ask a bad question?
I think I asked it earlier to him anyway, go on.
How much would it be to give the cat an early night?
Well, that was a thing that came into our
me
and Rach when we said that we were going to do, like, if it's a recurring thing, they say it can happen. Like over and over again.
Really?
But it's like due to like stress, and basically what happened is our fence blew over and there's loads of other cats that live next door, and because we've got a conservatory and not a cat flap on the back, they can see the cats in our garden but can't get at them.
Ooh.
And he normally fights with them and chases them off because he's massive.
It's like Green Street.
But yeah, but yeah, that was the thing. So we put a fence up and we've got insurance for him now, but I was like saying, like, if it's a case, like if it happened like every year, I wouldn't care paying that money.
Right. Once a year, yeah.
But like, if it has happened like every month and that, you're going to have to reevaluate.
You'd be finding a little piddly fine once a year, but if it's a piddle fine every 2 months, then it's taking the piss. Well, it's not taking the piss. Hence the A. No,
it's taking the piss because they're taking the piss out of the cat.
Yeah, big football.
Tom has a thing where he doesn't care for cats, so obviously he doesn't give a shit. But if it was his dog.
Josh, honestly, I know that you care about it. I know that you care about it, so I do. I'm joking. I'm sympathetic.
I'm in.
And also, can I say, because today as well, a dear friend of ours, Thomas Preston's cat Lucky, died.
Yeah.
So,
fucking hell. And he just kept on putting up pictures of cats with like just knives in them and stuff like that. So,
who did?
He did.
No, I did not.
To the group chat.
No, I did not find any pictures. How would I find pictures of cats with knives in?
You already had them. You had them on backlog.
I just put some nice filters on them.
Oh. No, I'm in transition at the moment. I used to hate cats because I'm kind of allergic to them. Whereas if they put their nails on me, I will swell up.
Oh, completely. Yeah.
But my old cat, because my uncle loves them and I live with my uncle, so he had a cat called Tango, a ginger one. It ran away. We never saw it again. And he didn't get it tagged, silly, or chipped or whatever.
Yeah.
But he's got a new one in and it's so lovely. And it's like changing my opinion of
cats. What's his name?
Cola, because it's black. The last one was Ginger, so it's Tango, name. And this one's
cola.
What if you got a white one? What would you get? What would
we call it? Sprite.
No. Oh, I was going to say that.
Yeah,
it's not white. Is it?
Yeah. Milk.
Fizzy milk.
Fizzy milk.
Fizzy milk.
Fizzy milk.
Fizzy milk.
References that none of the listeners will get.
Listen.
No, the true hardcore listeners.
The hardcore listeners.
And that's what this. That's what we're all about.
Yeah, but hardcore listeners will be too cool. They'll be like,
nah. They'll have a doobie and watch some comedy sketches.
I want to know, being a big fan of Four Hour Sins, how did you three come to be a trio?
Well, me and Josh
was the link.
Okay. Yes, yeah. I'm the Lynx, Africa. No, me and Josh obviously have known each other for many a year. I don't know how many years, but many a year. Mm. And obviously me and Jack met last year, and I thought, you're funny, you're funny.
But the funny thing about 4 Hour Sins is that all my mates obviously know that I do videos and that, and they keep an eye on. And a lot of my mates now know Nozza. None of them have met Josh, and every time I bring up 4 Hour Sins to my mates, they always go, yeah, there's that funny one in it. And I'm like, who? And they're like, Josh, he's funny, he is. And I'm like, what about me and Noz?
That's
like,
what I thought.
Well, Josh is good in it, and none of them met him, so I hate that.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
But, you know, physical comedy, you know, the face.
You know. What you're trying to do there.
Yeah, if this was filmed, views.
The Catman is back,
so,
ladies and gentlemen.
Obviously, I knew you were coming in, and Noz said I should ask you a question about. I should just give you these words working all night. Tell me a story about. God. I don't know what this is.
Basically, I've recently been working for, you know, a very successful supermarket.
You can say that it's very amazing.
All right.
You can say
Waitrose. I've been working for Waitrose doing nights, and it's just literally stacking shelves.
Right.
And it is literally that. The cages come out, stack shelves. But we have a few temp lads in there. Right. So,
Christmas.
And they're from.
Banter.
You know, they're from Eastern Europe. And there's one guy, Vitos, who's from Lithuania.
Mm.
He can speak. He's lived in Norway for 9 years beforehand, coming to England. So he knows Norwegian, but he doesn't know English. But he can understand English perfectly well, so he understands everything that I'm saying, but he can't speak it very well. Like, he can understand it, like, perfectly.
That's mental.
Yeah, so when I say... So, basically, when he says something, and if I don't kind of understand it, and I go, ha, 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 yeah, he's obviously like, what do you mean, ha, 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 yeah? That's not what...
yeah.
So I'm like, oh, God, he knows that I don't know what he means. Anyway, he has this one joke.
Which is amazing.
It's a recurring joke he does every single time. Say we're just working down the same aisle, and basically at the end of the day, we have to do this thing called facing up, where you bring all the items to the front, make it look neat and everything.
Yeah.
And he goes to random things. You like this? And like points at like tampons or something like this.
Right.
For like a funny joke. So it'd be like, as if I use tampons. Or so, but it will happen every single time. So like deodorant, toothbrushes.
But yeah, but you'll be down the end of the aisle, won't you?
So the end of the aisle, I'll just be like, you'll be like right down the other end, and I know it's coming. And I'll just be like, I can't be. It's coming towards the end of the shift. And I'm like, I can't be asked this. Hey, you like this? Still pointing, standing there, and he won't stop doing it until I come all the way down and see him. And so I'm like, okay, let's do this again.
But and then you go down there.
Go down there, and he's like, he goes. So I'm like, yeah, I get it, tampons. And he goes, I'm joke.
Get him in, just fuck him.
I'm Joe.
I love that.
Vitos. Is I'm Joke or I'm Joked? It changes. I'm Joke.
I'm joked right now. Oh, that's an amazing anecdote. That's already funnier than anything we've done for the last 10 weeks.
Get him in.
Are you free every Friday, Josh?
Yeah, Friday.
You like this? It's a mic. I'm Joe.
I'm Joe. So, are we...
Yeah, let's play a little tune.
Yeah, a little tune.
Well, I genuinely don't know what we've got.
We've got, I think it's one of your choices. Is it Nozomon?
I think so.
Tom Petty and...
American Girl.
I've not heard this. I'm excited.
We'll be right back. is a quiver in his quill.
And drama.
And he's gonna ride a thrill.
Tension. And the bottom.
Take you to faraway places. Twisting trails. Pull up a pew for
Tom's Tales!
Well, this actually is a return of my tales, but yeah. Me and Willie, we've co-written it.
Yeah. So, my name's on the front there.
It is, but, you know, mainly, you kind of helped. You did some...
Tom, you haven't done one for a while, have you?
It's been a long time, and I've copied your guys' formula of doing it about us.
Yeah, it probably works. Well, it does work. I mean, we saw the viewing figure, listening figures,
did we?
Smashed it, didn't I?
Okay, then what have
we? Yeah, cheers, buddy.
So, yeah, we're going to play ourselves, and Joshy here is going to play a guy called Tony. That's all I'm going to give you. But I've already given you a little briefing anyway, so that's fine.
Okay.
We've also welcomed into the studio producer Adam.
Producer Adam as narrator. Right.
Oh, debut.
Welcome.
Yeah. Nice.
And then Jack, do you want to leave?
Okay, I'll leave. Well, and I'm not in the play?
This play you are,
the play,
but there's a reason why you're leaving. And this play, by the way, is called The Big Apple! The Big Bloody Apple!
So,
just The Big Apple.
And narrator will be Adam Johnson.
It will be.
Representing from Essex.
Just that.
Yep, right.
Let's start this play.
Let's get going.
It's a misty and cold New York day. Tom and Will find themselves Christmas shopping for presents for their biggest loves. Tom, it's his beautiful girlfriend, Caitlin. And for Will, it's his mother, Judith.
Tommy, do you think Mama will like this bag?
Oh, yes. She has to have that bag. If you don't buy it, I'll buy it for her.
Tom's phone rings.
Oh, it's Jack. I wonder if you found that novelty Hello Kitty retainer was after. Hello?
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 All right.
Yeah, have you got a... yes? Yes? Really?
Hello there. You sound kind of...
For the love of God, what have you called me for?
Oh, sorry, I thought I was wrong. Oh, I am on the right thing. Is that... Tom, I'm in a pickle.
A nickel pickle? Cute.
No, shut up. But yes, Q, I need to meet you guys.
Okay, well, we're in Macy's.
No, we need to go to E1. Tony's on Fifth Street.
What? Do you mean L Tony's on Fifth Street? Or E1?
Sorry. No, we need to go to L Tony's on Fifth Street.
What's he saying, Tom? And also, what's your opinion on these Crocs?
We need to meet him. And yes, go get them in all the colours. Let's go.
Will and Tom are sat in a cafe, both of them with mugs of hot cocoa.
Oh, Tom. I have the shopping book. I need to go back on the streets of New York City.
Well, it sounded urgent. We should wait for him.
Guys, I need to explain this.
No.
Quick. Sorry.
No.
Sorry. Jack comes running through the doorway, sweating lots. It's stupidly lots. His T-shirt is stanks with lots of... Like a lost property bin, PE kit.
Guys, I was then saying, I need to explain this, quick. I have fucked up this time, I have pissed off the Mafia Don. This is his joint, he's coming in here.
But first things first, Jack, how neat is my new scarf? Red and white, rarer than a shiny Charizard.
Well, Will, this is important, mate. You guys need to act, though, right? You guys need to act tough. You guys need to act tough. I have said you guys are English hitmen, so he backs off and...
And the door swings open and Tony, the Don, walks through the door. He's greeted by other people in the restaurant and kisses his hand.
Jack, mate. You made a problem. How are you going to fix this?
Yeah, Tony, these are the guys I was telling you about. A couple of right wrong'uns.
What, those two yellowberry canaries? They look puny, like my baby boy's Barbie doll.
Your son has a Barbie doll?
Yes. I want to raise him in a household where there are no boundaries, so he can make his own decisions.
Well, that's unexpected and kind of endearing. Good on you, Tone.
So do these puppets squeak? Speak?
Oh, God. It's been a
Jack
long day.
Jack turns to Will and pleads with them with his eyes.
Oh, cool. We're tough, ain't we, Will?
Yeah, tougher than old boots, mate.
Yeah, tougher than a gammon steak, buddy.
They look hungry, don't they, Tom?
Yeah, I think they need filling up.
Oi, Tony, just preparing you a nice knuckle sandwich.
And for pudding, a punch in the Adam's apple. How do you like those apples, Tony? Not great deal, I imagine.
Hey, you fat fuck. Loves his fucking fat fucking mom.
The room goes silent.
Your words, they hurt me.
Will, mate, I know you're a hitman, but no need to be a shit man. I mean, that's just mean.
Yeah, my hitman bro, you should apologize to Tony.
I'm not crying. I think it's just the onion mist in the air. I'm really sorry, mate. Look, do you want a hot cocoa? Oh, no. I think I should really have a water.
Oh, Tony, don't be like that. May you have a cocoa?
You think?
Tony, drink the cocoa!
Okay, sod it. Like my mama always used to say, you only live once.
As Tony turns his back to the corner, Jack cracks him over the head with a wooden chair and he falls to the floor.
15, love! Let's go!
Shit me, mate! That's a bit cowardly!
Tom's on the floor, grabbing Tony's wallet from his pocket. He takes it out and inspects it.
Oh, Gucci, how wonderful.
Let's go, but before, I want to let you guys know this. This year, I am most thankful for having you two in my life. Happy Thanksgiving Day, everybody. Ho, ho, ho.
The credits begin to roll and the boys begin to wave at the camera.
Bye!
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 Happy Thanksgiving!
Have a beautiful day!
Oh, there you go.
I tell you
not,
what.
Not one fuck up.
No, I can't think of it.
Smooth as a lady's hip bone.
It's not always like this, Josh. It is. It's always like this. No, it's a good moral overall.
I like the voice you did there, Josh. The way you squeaked
it. Thanks, man. Josh has just come in and stole the show.
Yeah,
Adam,
give it back!
Do we need Will here? Like, in future shows?
No.
Ooh. Okay. Tom, can you press buttons? Sorry, Josh, can you press buttons?
I'll play the dumb button.
Jack, can you speak properly?
Must be the money.
Oh, yeah, someone gets cocoa, mate. Some fucking rapper chair engine. Yeah,
15 love!
Yeah. Well, you wrote it.
I did. He just sat there on his phone.
So that was pretty much. Was there any American reference apart from the Thanksgiving?
Macy's? We're in that.
Yeah. The American
we're in Macy's,
Mafia.
The American Mafia. We went to El Tony's. Or all like you like. E1
Tony's.
Fifth Street. Coco.
E1 Tony. Because I forgot the script and Josh was holding up against the window and I couldn't see it.
You thought he was giving out a postcard,
didn't
you? Why
did I have to go out there?
For the phone.
For the phone. So you're on the phone call. Make it more realistic.
We won't be doing that.
No.
Let's keep it in-house. Yeah. Simple.
Oh, I've kind of enjoyed this American theme.
I've loved it a lot.
Yeah, it's been good. We've been really friendly today, haven't we?
Yeah, we've been good pals.
I just feel a bit bad because that was Tom's birthday the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We haven't really done much for him.
Well, no, because it was Tuesday, so he's had your lot.
You already given me a birthday present. Don't worry about anything else.
Do you not want anything else?
Nah, nothing at all.
You sure?
I mean,
I'd love for Will to buy a round.
I've bought many a round.
Have you? When?
Them two ciders I bought you.
Will, don't buy a round after this because I've got to shoot off, so I want to be about when you do that.
No. I bought rounds, everyone. I bought loads of drinks. Mum.
Mum.
Mum. I feel like we've bonded this show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say a quick bye to the listeners before finishing on a little message for you, Tom.
Oh, brilliant.
Guys, thanks for listening to the Jack Mate Show. Stick around for next Friday.
Yeah, what are you thinking? What we debate? Should we debate a little theme
what
now?
What I'm going to do, I'm probably going to mention in one of my Jack's chatters this week, what shall the theme be?
Okay.
And whatever gets the most thumbs up.
So
if you want to check out, I'm doing daily videos. I'm on a bit of a 3-day break because I've been in London shooting movies, but usually I do them daily, so head over to youtube.com.
Movie.
One scene.
But will you wait till Frank and Rachel's about, mate? So, youtube.com/Jack's Chat. I'm going to be doing daily videos this week, and probably Wednesday's episode, I will let you guys choose the theme for next Friday.
So that sounds like a lovely idea.
That could be a fun one. Will, do you want to be, because, you know, Noel Clarke?
Yeah.
Who got me in that film?
Yeah, you want to.
He needs someone to come and play a loser. So
a big, tall basketball loser.
I don't play basketball.
No, I'm saying, do you know any?
Yeah.
Because you would not fit that role.
Thank you.
Oh, we are fucking friendly today.
Hey, I love you.
Let's have a cuddle. Cuddle me. Cuddle me, Tom.
Oh, that's just you tapping your arm.
Do you want to hug it?
Why when you hug, it doesn't make any noise anyway. Why are you going?
Right, that's hug, ready?
Wow, that's quite a hug.
Oh, God.
P.U.
Guys, thanks for listening to the Jack Mate Show.
Thanks, Josh, for coming in.
Thanks, Josh, for coming in.
That's all right. Thanks for
having me. Where can people find Josh on the internet?
He doesn't really do it, do you?
He's on some lists. He's on some bloody lists.
Yeah, I'm back on Twitter. I've done something, I think.
What's your name?
Oh shit, I don't know. I've got two accounts.
Din's doing it or something like
that. Oh no, Dinnywell. It's just Dinnywell.
We'll tag you in the food bar thing.
Can we get Vitos on? Can you bring him in next time?
Maybe, yeah. I'm not working there. Oh no, I am working there.
I'm
for
joke.
Next week. That doesn't matter. But yeah, maybe.
I am Joke. It's all doing.
I'm Joke.
I am Joke.
And thanks, Gabe, as well.
But before we go, I just want to say, firstly to the listeners, thanks for listening. Check out next show Friday, 4 p.m. And Tom,
yes,
you are actually a good friend of ours. Yeah. And no matter how much we joke, this is actually a present that I've been developing all week for you. So happy birthday, mate. Enjoy this.
Birthday, Tom. It's producer Will. I'm really glad that you've come into my life this year because it's been a joy to have you part of the team every Friday. Air Friday. Happy birthday, big man.
Hi, Tom. It's Joseph. Just a quick message to say happy birthday. As we say out here in Sardinia, Akentanos. Literally, this is the Sardinian way to say here's to 100 years of life and to 300 goals for Melbourne Youth. Incredible. You're the new Shearer. Anyway, ci vediamo presto, non vedo l'ora. I'll see you soon at Christmas. Can't wait. Ciao.
Hey, happy birthday, mate. I remember the time when you and I were... No, sorry, got nothing, mate.
Thomas, happy birthday. You truly are the creepiest guy I know, and you never fail to disgust me. Sometimes you even make me feel physically nauseous with the things you say. So for that, I thank you. Happy birthday. Have a good year. Have a good you.
Hello, Nozza. You alright? It's Jack Dean. You probably can tell from the awful accent. Not too sure why I'm doing a voice note for you, because I'm sitting right next to you, so I could tell you to your face. That'd be a bit awkward, wouldn't it? We're not usually nice to each other. And I kind of needed to bulk this up, because I couldn't get too many people to say nice things about you. I'm only kidding, mate. Happy birthday, buddy. You're a good pal of mine. You make the show what it is. You're a funny guy. Love you. That's a bit soppy, wouldn't it? But I do. You're a good guy. Cheers, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Spreading Rose West here.
Josh!
Sorry, I meant Ian and Myra. Anyway, just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Who'd have thought you'd come from being a shelf stacker to where you are now? It breaks my toy heart.
Yeah, so yeah, happy birthday, Tom. Hope you're having a lovely time. I hope Josh hasn't been too much trouble with you guys today. I know how excited he gets when he gets to go to London.
I'm not quite sure what you mean.
But yeah, maybe after today we can nip this whole birthday thing in the bud, because it does feel like we've been celebrating it for the past month or so.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, so probably, you know, just wind your neck in now, mate.
Yeah.
Anyway, nice speaking to you.
Yeah.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, Nozza. It's Jack, the better, more handsome Jack. Just wanted to let you know, on your birthday, you know, I think you're a great guy, one of the best that I know. We've known each other for 6 years, and it's been an absolute privilege. And I just want to say thank you for putting up with me and my shit. And just want to say thanks as well, because without you, our company wouldn't be where it is today. So happy birthday, mate. Have a good one.
G'day, mate. It's Luke Halsey here. I don't know, I'd set up a second name. I've got a birthday message for you. I was on Facebook the other day and came across this thing called What's Your Crazy Nickname? I think it's like the month you were born is the first part, and the first letter of your last name is the second part. Yours was The Unbalanced Dingbat. Use it wisely. Happy birthday.
Hi, Tom. It's your favourite sister, Katie. So I've been asked to say something nice about you for your birthday, but obviously I have nothing nice to say about you. You're the most annoying, fucking irritating little brother the world has ever known. But I guess somehow people find that irritating, fucking annoyingness amusing, so you've got a show now. So I guess that's pretty good. Well done. Anyway, happy birthday, Tom. Miss you. Love, Katie.
Hi, Tom. It's Robbie here. It's your birthday this week, so just wanted to say that I like you. You're a nice person. I'm glad you were born, and I would be disappointed if you were to die. So, happy birthday, and I mean all this from my heart.
Happy birthday, Tom. I had a wonderful time this weekend celebrating your birthday, and we had a lovely dinner on your birthday eve, and sadly I didn't get to see the whole of your birthday, but I hope you liked your presents, and you are the best boyfriend, and I can't wait to see you again, and I hope that the radio show has gone really well for you this week, and I'll speak to you soon / later. I love you.
Hi Tom, surprise surprise, it's your mum. Jack and I have been plotting behind your back again, but this time you don't need to worry, because he's not been asking for dark secrets from your past. He's asked me to say something nice about you. So, something nice, where do I start? Well, you were a lovely little lad, Tom, and now you've grown up into a lovely, thoughtful, caring young man, and I'm so proud of you. Love you lots.